AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. More details emerging about the Minnesota man who killed two police officers and a paramedic. Lisa Dwyer has them.
Court records show that 38-year-old Shannon Gooden was not legally allowed to own guns. He was also entangled in a years-long dispute over the custody and financial support of his three oldest children. It started out as a 911 call about a domestic incident early Sunday. The call reported that Gooden had barricaded himself in his home with family members, including seven children, ages 2 to 15. It ended with two police officers, a firefighter, and the suspect dead. A third officer was wounded. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Another storm hitting California. It's produced heavy rain in the Bay Area, heavy snow in the Sierra Nevada, and stalling over Southern California as it moves inland. The AP's Olga Rodriguez on the threats.
More flooding, possible mudslides, receiving reports of people getting rescued from their vehicles after they stalled in flooded roads. One man had to be rescued from a tree.
Alexei Navalny's widow was accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of killing her imprisoned husband and alleging a cover-up after officials refused to hand over his body to his mother in criminal charges in the assassination of a Haitian president.
A judge investigating the July 2021 assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has issued a final report that indicts his widow, Martine Moïse, ex-president Claude Joseph, and the former chief of Haiti's National Police, Leon Charles, among others. Charles, who now serves as Haiti's permanent representative to the Organization of American States, faces the most serious charges, including murder and conspiracy. The judge's findings are expected to further destabilize Haiti. It's already struggling with a surge in gang violence and recovering from a spate of recent violent anti-government protests. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. A family that searched more than 2 years for a 44-year-old Navajo man had no idea he was dead. The AP's Scott Sonner has the story.
Filbert Shorty's family reported him missing after finding his car stuck in the mud in a remote area near the Arizona-New Mexico state line in 2021. Shorty's relatives searched in vain for more than 2 years. They hiked through remote canyons on the Navajo Nation, placing ads on the radio and posting across social media. The family didn't know that Shorty was dead and that federal authorities had a suspect. It's a story that has unfolded countless times across Indian country. Native American families remain frustrated by high rates of violence, missing persons cases, and unsolved killings. The Biden administration is facing a deadline to respond to recommendations from a special commission. Meanwhile, Shorty's family still hopes to have a funeral. They're ready for closure, but they're still waiting on investigators. Scott Sonner.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.